Good morning to all of you. We welcome you to Grace Bible Church on this beautiful day. The Lord has just provided us with the gorgeous springtime and wonderful temperatures, flowers, and we just thank the Lord for what He is doing with His creation. We have been going through Psalm 34 in our calls to worship, and I think verse 17 is very appropriate today, and I'll tell you why. Verse 17 says, "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all their troubles." I thought about this week at the passing of Rosanna. We have been praying for this young lady for some time now, whose cancer spread to her brain, and the Lord took her on to glory. Did He fulfill His statement that we find here in Psalm 34 and verse 17? "The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth, and delivereth them out of all of their troubles." The answer is yes. Now our hearts are grieved because she leaves behind a child and a husband that are grieving her loss. But it is a reminder that God has all options open in His deliverance from trouble. We think more limited. We think that we have to be delivered from all of our sicknesses. We have to be delivered from all of our problems. And we narrow the scope down, but God looks at it and said, "I'm going to take my child to be with me. I'm going to deliver her out of that particular situation." The sadness is still there. This is a prayer request that's been on our hearts for some time, but God has chosen to deliver her out of all of her troubles. And so today, as we think about this verse, let us be reminded that God is not limited in how He answers our prayers. God thinks on an eternal scope. We think on just a limited earthly scope. And sometimes we have to be reminded that God's thoughts are not our thoughts, and His ways are not our ways. But He always brings glory unto Himself, and He always has the good of His children in mind in every action that He takes. I think that's a whole lot more than we can say about how we would do things and how we would carry out things in regard to that. And so, although our hearts are saddened today at the loss of Rosanna, and we do want to be praying for Vanessa and the children as they're up in Maine, they're going to be having the funeral. They haven't announced that yet when that's going to be. We'll let you know. But we do want to thank the Lord that He, in His great power and in His great strength, undertook for her and delivered her from all of her trouble.